The idea is that we want the electronic system to be preloaded with provider names and information, and that way when the program rolls out and patients are applying for cards, that they already have the names of the medical providers that they're meeting with loaded into the system.
Richard Oborn, the director for the Health Department Center for Medical Cannabis, says the pre-registration happening in February should hopefully streamline the process for patients who want to apply for medical cannabis cards in March. As part of this registration, medical providers who qualify will complete at least 4 hours of Health Department-approved training and pay a $100 fee. If a provider agrees, their information will be made available online to help patients connect with a doctor who can recommend cannabis. Dr. Mark Babbitts, the Health Department Deputy Director, hopes many doctors and medical providers will register so patients can receive medical cannabis recommendations from the professionals they are already working with.
I would hate to see patients have to go from doctor to doctor just to find somebody who would recommend medical marijuana. I would really hope that their primary care doctor is the one they could go to who knows them. That would be my ideal, but we'll see.
Babbitts says one benefit of this centralized system is it will allow providers like himself to share information about the impact different doses of cannabis have on treating specific medical conditions. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.